I'm talking to Michael Jenkins here in Dublin. Michael, you were for many years connected to Jacobs.
I started as a trainee and I ended up in research and development.
Okay.
With a special brief towards packaging design and package design.
So,
and packaging materials, specification of packing materials. Packaging materials.
Packaging materials. Yes. So, when you first went into Jacobs, what brought you into Jacobs in the first place?
Well, I reluctantly joined the family firm straight from Trinity due to various reasons, which I don't wish to go into.
Right. But let's go back to the very back and get a background to who you were.
Well, my grandmother was a Jacob.
Yes. And so her father ran Jacobs for many years. Is that right?
That's right. George N. Jacob. G.N.J. as it's known as.
Yes.
And he his father was William Beale Jacob, who moved the factory up to Bishop Street.
Yes.
In 1850. And he was the brother of Robert Jacob, which means that's why it's called W&R Jacob.
Oh, I see. Sons. Yes. And then, just coming down along the line, what was your own father's name?
Jenkins. Geoffrey Bryan.
And he married...
A Fitzgibbon. His mother married a Jenkins, Dora Jacob, the daughter of George N. Jacob.
I see. So how many generations of your people?
Well, there's me, then there's my father. His mother, which was my grandmother, she was Jacob. Her father was George N. Jacob, and his father was William Beale Jacob.
My, yes.
That's it.
So, deeply connected in many ways with the firm.
Yes.
And it was inevitable that you would be taking over your father's
position. Not inevitable. What I wanted to do was leave Trinity. I had a job offer in England, and I wanted to go somewhere else. Cut my teeth outside of the firm. And then my plan was to come back, but it didn't work out that way. So I joined the firm and stayed there for 10 years and then was headhunted to sell packaging for a supplier in 1973.
Okay. But take me through the stages then. Your schooling was in England?
First it was high school in Dublin. Then it was Arevin and Bray, and then I went to Sherburn in England, and then I came back to Sherburn School, they like to call it. Sherburn School in England, and then I came back to Trinity.
And what were you studying in Trinity?
Psychology, in the end.
Right. With no particular interest in going on from there afterwards?
Well, if I was going into business, I wanted to do business somewhere else before I joined the family firm.
Yes.
Because no prophet is acceptable in his own country, as they say.
Okay. Now, all the time, Jacobs in
Bishop Street
was was doing very well. It's a company that was thriving in those years.
It was before the war, yes.
Why was it going... For what reason? Why was it doing so well?
Well, it was part of the life cycle of any product. It was on the up. Biscuits were on the up. Sweet biscuits. In the 30s, I think. Mm-hmm. But all products have a life cycle. And they peak at some stage. And this was... Certainly, when George N. Jacob was in charge of the place, it was on the rise. And there wasn't an awful lot of competition. There was some competition, but not an awful lot. And there was a thriving export market as well that the company had through the Liverpool depot. But that all went when De Valera put the restrictions after the war on supplying the home market first. And I remember my father being very, very negative feelings about that because it lost an awful lot of business for the company. It was very short-sighted economic policy.
And the company suffered because of that?
Yes.
Talk to me about your father. Was he a very... Did you see him as a very good manager, a very good business person?
He was certainly on the engineering side. He was very strong on engineering. Mm-hmm. And he was quite a benevolent sort of person when it came to employees and things.
Mm-hmm. But I suppose the company saw itself as being coming from the Quaker tradition. It would have the
a very strong ethos of looking after people. I think very positive on that side. Mm-hmm.
Now, your grandmother was a Quaker, but your father
she became Christian Scientist.
Yes.
Which I think was a little bit of a strange move, but anyway, I don't know an awful lot about it. She lived in London most of her life.
Did you know her?
Yes.
What kind of a woman was she?
Very strong lady. She'd hold up the traffic in Knightsbridge, just roar straight across the road. You wouldn't want to get the wrong side of her.
It's a strong personality.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And her reason for joining the Christian scientist.
I've no idea where that came from. Yeah. No idea at all.